Good morning. It is January 14th. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the depths of the sea, even there your hand will lead me. Your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, even the night will be light around me. The darkness is not dark to you, and the night shines as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Psalm 139, 7 to 12. Those whom you love, you rebuke and discipline. Therefore, may I be zealous and repent. Revelation 3, 19. May I act in the fear of you, Lord, faithfully and with a loyal heart. 2 Chronicles 19:9. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Psalm 86:11. Your foremost commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these, to love you with all my heart and with all my understanding and with all my strength, and to love my neighbor as myself are more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Mark 12:29 to 31 and 33. May I be strong and courageous and act. May I not be afraid or discouraged. For you, Lord God, are with me. You will not fail me or forsake me. 1 Chronicles 28:20. O Lord, I know that you will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. Psalm 140, verse 12. O God, our Father, those you foreknew, you also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of your Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those you predestined, you also called. Those you called, you also justified. Those you justified, you also glorified. Romans 8:29 to 30. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead, I will be saved. For it is with my heart that I believe unto righteousness, and it is with my mouth that I confess unto salvation. As the scripture says, whoever trusts in him will not be put to shame. Romans 10:9-11. At just the right time, when we were helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. For rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Though perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But you demonstrate your own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, O God. Romans 5:6-8. Since I have been justified by Christ's blood, much more shall I be saved from your wrath through him. For if, when I was your enemy, I was reconciled to you through the death of your Son, much more, having been reconciled, shall I be saved through his life. And not only this, but I also rejoice in you through my Lord Jesus Christ, through whom I have now received reconciliation. Romans 5:9-11. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, you will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who overcome will inherit all this, and you will be their God, and they will be your children. Revelation 21:6-7. Lord Jesus, you are coming quickly. Your reward is with you, and you will give to everyone according to what he has done. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Yes, you are coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:12-13 and 20. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.